Sidney is picked up by Coy Austin, has nowhere to go, maybe about a two-yard run back up to the 40-yard line. So Green will start the second half going left to right, and they're in their own territory nearing midfield. They have the green helmets, the white tops with the green trim and the black pants. Sidney is in the maroon tops with the white and the gray trim, the white pants, and the maroon helmets.
And the old pooch kick by the Warriors again, and doesn't get a lot of big returns out of it, but you know what? Coach Matthews lives and dies by that.
He does, and we asked him a lot last year because we had a ton of people asking us, why the heck doesn't Sidney ever kick it deep? And he said, we look at the numbers, and statistically, we like the way it works out field position-wise and much less chance of a return.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they decide to do that a lot of the time. Here is Green with the ball to start the second half, first and 10 from their own 41. They pitched to the far side. Pitch was high. Erickson had to do a lot just to bring it in and then had nowhere to go. Loss of one.
Yeah, that was looked like that was going to go nowhere right away. Austin's pitch, like Nate did say, was a little high to Erickson. Erickson made a nice athletic catch and lost one on the play.
So clock is running to start the third quarter again. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDL, also WCDOsports.com, a beautiful fall day. Hope whatever you're doing, if you're not here at the game, maybe you're out in the yard enjoying some of this or driving around, hopefully going out and getting out and doing something today. So here is a second and 11. Ball is on the 40. Green going left to right. And they'll fake it. A little QB keeper here for Green. Coy Austin is hounded in the backfield and brought down, but a flag on the play.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a face mask.
And so it was. It was a pile of about three Warriors that brought down Coy Austin. And we'll see what the official call is here. I believe it's going to be against the Sidney Warriors. Face mask is going to give Green a first down and 15 yards.
That's the second one today, and it's, I mean, I will tell you, Austin makes that happen just because he's so shifty and, you know, where you're going to tackle him, and then all of a sudden there's his face mask and it's too late. You've already grabbed it and
sure.
Given him a first down.
Well, it just has to be so tempting to, you know, reach in there. You're trying to grab a hold of anything you can to bring him down.
Especially with him, yeah.
You know, sometimes at the bottom of those piles, it might be inadvertent. You're just sticking your hand in there, trying to grab them wherever you can, and, you know, the officials catch you at the wrong angle. So first down and 15 more yards for Green off that face mask penalty. So they're in Sidney territory at the 45. They hand off to Nate Erickson, but the Sidney defense is there once again to bring them down, and that is equal. Well, defense has come out fired up to start third quarter.
Is that a typo? That's a freshman.
Yeah, how about
freshman
that?
Freshman lineman just made a tackle for a loss. That's a go in.
Well, there's a bunch of guys that were brought up, you know, from the modified to get some experience in sectionals. And the coaching staff told us, hey, a few of them were throwing them in the fire. And, you know, Ian Fogarty has done a nice job here today. They'll hand on a second and 11 to Justin Carmen, and he'll bull his way up to the 40.
Yep, we were talking about this with a couple of the fans from the Warriors as I was coming back up the stands to get to the press box, and I said, it's Carmen time.
Yeah,
And this is what happens with the Trojans. They rest him most of the first half, and then all of a sudden, you'll see this young man carrying the ball, and he is not easy to bring down.
And I should say, Fogarty's been up all year and played very well, but I'm just kind of saying that Sidney's not afraid to throw a young guy in the fire. Third and 7 here. And maybe it is Justin Carmen time. We'll see. No, Green wants to throw on this one. Complete to Mitchell Walters. Good for the first down across the 35 to the 34. With 9:38 to go in the third quarter, it's Sidney 14, Green 6. But the Trojans are driving.
Yeah, nice little slant to the left side by Austin to Walters. And he's going off the field a little hit right now. So we'll see if he comes back in, big number 88.
And that's his second catch of the day. They did try to target him in the back of the end zone on a third, but it was good coverage by Brandon Evans back late in the second quarter. First and 10 for Green, again going left to right. Here is Coy Austin. He'll fake the handoff. Quarterback keeper tries to go up the middle, now pulls it down and has nowhere to go, but a flag on the play. And we'll see who this one is on. But in the backfield, Tanner Gifford with a heck of a sack.
Another flag on the play, and it looks like this is going against.
And let's see what the call is here. The PA announcer thinks it might be a holding against Green. I didn't really see anything there.
Yeah.
The flag was in the back, too. And let's see what the white hat has to say here. With 9:09 to go third quarter, again, Sidney leading 14-6. And still no official signal. Going to be
definitely marked.
Yeah, holding against Green.
Definitely marching it off against the Trojans. So that's a big penalty right there. Good thing is it was first down. So they've got first down and 25.
So this will back them up to about the 46-yard line here. And it'll be a second down and 22, they're saying, with 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's 14-6. Sydney is on top of the Green Trojans. Sydney, the one seed, Green, the five, here in the Section 4 Class D semifinals for football. Here is Coy Austin again, tries the quarterback keeper, and Sydney is just sniffing that out the whole way as Ed Rayner and Tanner Gifford are there for the tackle.
Yeah, and I'm watching what the Warriors are doing defensively right now. They are doing nothing but making sure Coy Austin does not get outside them. So when he comes down the line for the pitch, they're not going with the pitch man. They're not giving him any option other than to pitch the ball, and they're doing a fantastic job right now.
We heard Coach Matthews say we got to take away some of his weapons and really key on him because of everything he brings to the table. And so here is Coy Austin. He's on a second down. He's going to throw. This one is up and through the hands of Mitchell Walters. Good coverage by Liam Matthews, but it was right there. Walters could have brought it down, but he couldn't quite find it as he turned around.
Yeah, that was a perfectly thrown ball right there by Austin to Walters because Matthews did everything he could to jump and tip it, and he couldn't reach it. So it was only where Walters could catch it, but it went through the hands.
You know, Walters, 6'2", that's a good weapon on the outside, but just couldn't haul that one in. Third and 20 coming up for Green. 8:14 to go in the third quarter. It's a 14-6 lead for the Sydney Warriors over the Green Trojans here in the sectional semifinal from Binghamton Alumni Stadium. At the 44-yard line, Green going left to right. They're in Sydney territory, and let's see what they decide to do. Two wide receivers split out, one to the left, one to the right. Walters is split out to the right side. They'll hand off to Nate Erickson, and he hits the pile. Maybe good for 2 yards, and fourth down coming.
Yeah, I think they were just trying to make sure that they gave themselves a little bit more yardage so they have a little bit of advantage on the punt here, and it is with the wind. So, I mean, this could be a good punt if he gets it up into the wind. It could carry a long ways down there.
So Walters will come in to punt for Green. He does have a big foot. He's going to punt it from his own 45-yard line. Liam Matthews is back to receive to our right at the Sydney 10 with 7:40 to go third quarter, and Sydney leading Green 14-6. Snap is bad. Walters, though, scoops it up, picks it up. Good punt here. Matthews lets it go, but it bounces in the end zone and goes out the back. So that was a little too much on that one from Walters.
Yeah, it definitely a nice play by the young man, though, because the snap was low, like Nate said, and he did recover it and then just made a real quick punt. And Sydney will take over first and 10 at their own 20-yard line for their first offensive possession of the second half.
So the Green coaching staff pretty much electing to punt there and having some faith in their defense, and maybe they can hold down this Sydney offense. 7.5 minutes to go, third quarter. It's Sydney 14 and Green 6. First and 10 for Sydney, going right to left on your radio dial. One wide receiver split out to each side. Liam Matthews is to the left. They'll hand off, and they'll hand this one off to Gifford. Turns the corner to the 30 and knocked out of bounds. Actually, no, that's Gannon. Sorry.
Yeah, Gannon with a nice little run on first down, and it looks like he might have got first down yardage. Yes, he did. And maybe even a touchdown-saving tackle there by Mr. Coy Austin.
Heavy dose of David Gannon today. I would venture to guess more than we've seen this entire season from him in any one single game. I mean, you know, he'll probably carry the ball a handful of times, but today it has been a heavy dose. So 7:25 to go in the third quarter, and Sydney will snap on a first down. They throw across the middle, complete to Brandon Evans, and he's going to push forward, might be just short of the first down. Maybe a second and short coming up if he didn't get it.
That was an absolute laser. I'm telling you, that I don't know if he caught the ball or if it's embedded in his chest.
Yeah.
That was just absolutely perfectly thrown ball, and it was right in the middle of the seven. I mean, absolutely perfect thrown ball right there.
Yeah, that was great, where only Evans could catch it, and he held on and then got whacked. And it looks like they'll give him the first down here. So Sydney, with two straight first downs, they now have the ball at their own 42, and they're on their horses here marching. 6:55 to go in this third quarter. Sydney ahead 14-6 over Green. Here's the snap. Handing off to Gannon again. Hits the pile and is brought down after a gain of maybe one.
Yeah, a little positive yard right there for Gannon. Like Nate said, just off the right tackle, center, or right guard and right tackle gap, and brings up second down and a long 8.
Sydney not afraid to work some clock here, Tim. leading 14-6, 6.5 to go in this third quarter. And from an offense that has been just such rapid strike this year, it's weird to see them kind of have these long drives as they complete a pass to Matthews on the far side, just short of a first down, but complete at the big Binghamton B at the 50-yard line. Actually, that's Colby Finch coming off.
Colby Finch was a second catch of the game, I do believe. He's done a nice job out there on the outside and brings up third down and a yard for the Warriors just at the 50-yard line.
So Matthews and Finch were split out on that side, but that time it went to Colby Finch. Now Matthews down to the near side on a third and two right at midfield as Sidney goes right to left with 5:50 to go in the third quarter. They'll hand off trying to get these yards, and boy, they're going to come up short right at midfield as they tried to hand off to Gannon, and a good job by Justin Carmen on the line to fall down on him.
Yeah, nice little play right there by Carmen. He left his middle linebacker spot on a mission, and that was to find number 44, Gannon, and he did, and he stopped the Warriors short. Fourth and one.
Looks like a fourth and one here for Sidney, maybe fourth and two. Ball is right at midfield with 5:20, and the clock's still moving to go in the third quarter. It's Sidney 14, Green 6. Looks like they're going to punt.
Yeah, it does look like they're going to punt here.
Here is there. No, it's a fake play. They get it to Lucas Tanner. First down. Lost the ball, though. It's on the turf. Who comes up with it? And let's see if Sidney gets it as a first down. If Green has it, they'll pick it up at the 45. And Sidney gets it back.
Good call right there by the Warriors. Nice little direct snap right to the H-back, and then a handoff to Lucas Tanner. We're saying Lucas Tanner's name quite a bit with the Rock today.
Yeah, Lucas Tanner picked up the first down, and then it was stripped by Green. It looked like Nathan Hurlburt got his hand in there. Ball was loose on the turf, and Sidney was able to scoop it up. Boy, you never know with Sidney. They just seem to have so many tricks in the Jeff Matthews coaching bag.
Yeah, real nice little play there for the special teams kids.
4:50 to go here in the third quarter, so a first down. Ball is on the 46-yard line. Smith holding on. He's going to drop back to pass. Throws to the far side. Complete. And it's going to be good for about 2 yards to Peyton Mosier, who's one of the guys they brought up wearing number 5, just a freshman.
Another freshman out there on the field for the Sidney Warriors, just giving them a little taste of what they're going to have the next 3-4 years.
You know, and I'm told by the Sidney coaching staff that if there's like a 50-yard race, Peyton Mosier is step-for-step with Liam Matthews.
Wow.
So another speedster.
That will be.
Yeah, another speedster. And here they are lined up on the same side of the field with 4:15 to go here in the third quarter. So this is going to be a second and about 7. Smith pressured in the pocket, steps up, throws. It's behind Brandon Evans, who wasn't expecting that pass. And Smith falls to the turf. It's incomplete.
Yeah, nice little pressure play right there by the Trojans, dialed up there. And Smith just, I think, was trying to just get rid of the ball and not take a sack there. Good play. Brings up a third down and a long 8.
So coming up on 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Sidney leading 14-6 over Green in the Section 4 Class D football semis. They throw on third down, pass is incomplete. They were looking for Colby Finch, and good coverage there by the Green secondary, Nate Berry, with very good blanketed coverage.
Yeah, that was really nice coverage by Berry, and Finch would have had to make an absolute amazing catch right there if the ball got to him. But Berry was right there to make the stop, tip the ball away.
So now a 4th and 7, and once again, Darren Smith is back to punt. Do you dare try for another trick play here if you're Sidney?
I don't think I'd do it here. I think they're going to be punting here. Green is expecting them to fake it, but looks like the Warriors are punting.
And here is Smith. This time he will punt. Oh, off the side of his foot. Only went about 20 yards before it spiraled out of bounds. Yeah. So Green's going to have it at their own 30.
Yeah, this is I don't get this. The referee walked down towards the end zone to, like, pass the 30-yard line and to walk back. Why didn't you just stop where you were going to stop in the first place? But that is the most, the hardest play of any referee's job is to try to figure out where a punt goes out of bounds on a side kick like that.
Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. 3:54 to go in the third quarter. It is Sidney leading Green 14-6. And don't forget, we'll have the Harpersville, Athens, and Tioga game starting at 3 o'clock today in the second game of our Section 4 Class D football doubleheader. And here is Coy Austin. Fakes the handoff. He's going to run to the outside left side, 35, up to the 40, dancing to the 42.
Another penalty.
And a flag on the play after about an 8-yard run.
There's a flag right at the by the umpire, I believe, and then also in the backfield, there's a flag as well. So this could take a little bit of time to sort out.
So 3:45 to go in this third quarter. Again, Sydney 14, Green 6. Thanks for joining us today. Both sides have had the ball here in the second half, but the defense has been stout by both the Trojans and the Warriors. Looks like a penalty coming up here against the Trojans will negate that run there by Austin.
Yeah, another positive gain play for the Trojans. Going to come off the board, and they're going to be second or first and 20.
So penalties have hurt today. I mean, you think back to that touchdown run by Coy Austin, which was taken away by a penalty. They've had a couple of drives get deep in Sydney territory that stalled out. They couldn't get anything going, and then the fumble, which really gave Sydney prime field position to score their second touchdown
after they had just stopped them.
Here is Austin on a first and 19. He's going to go to the air, lofts one up to the near side, looking for Justin Carman. Ball is too far, overthrown and out of bounds.
Justin Carman, number 23 and number 26, probably a really good height challenge right there between those two, Reggie Jimenez and Carman, and they're both like 4'4".
Yeah, right.
They're probably bigger than that, but they don't look it. And then nice little defensive play and incomplete pass on first down, so second down and 20.
I'd say both those guys are probably in the, well, Reggie's probably about 5'4", maybe.
Yeah.
And Carmen's probably about 5'7", but I wouldn't want to meet any of them if I was running the football
They
both hit very hard.
Yep, they both can tackle.
3.5 to go here in the third quarter. It's a second and 19 for Green going left to right. They'll hand off, and this is Erickson, and he is tackled once again, and that was Ian Fogarty, again, blasting through and bringing him down.
Somebody made the running back make a cut, and then right number 73, Ian Fogarty, with an absolute tackle. Fantastic job by the freshman.
3:05 to go, third quarter, and this is a third and 19. The ball is on the 24-yard line. Again, it's Sydney leading Green 14-6. No points scored so far here in the second half by either side, and I'm assuming the Trojans are going to go to the air. They got two wide receivers split to the left, two to the right. Snap is low. Austin throws across the middle, in and out of the hands of Isaac Haddock, and he would have had a chance at it as he had some room, but he dropped it, and it's incomplete.
Yeah, Haddock was wide open, and it would have been close because there was some green grass in front of him, and before the Warriors would have had to make an open field tackle, and we've seen what happened, but he dropped the ball.
Fourth and 19, and Mitchell Walters is into punt, standing to our left back at the Green 10-yard line. Liam Matthews is standing to our right in Sydney territory at the 40 to receive the punt. With 2:48 to go in the third, here's the snap. It's clean, and the punt from Walters is a line drive over the head of Matthews. Takes a Green bounce to the 30, down to the 26-yard line, and that's where Green will down it there. So a great punt there from Mitchell Walters. They pin Sydney in deep, and the Warriors will take over.
Yeah, nice punt, good flip of the field for the Trojans right there, but the Warriors will come back out, and 2 minutes and a half left in the third quarter, and then we'll flip field, and then Sydney will have the wind, and then maybe we'll see some Darren Smith magic.
Just a reminder and a big thank you to all our special sponsors that have allowed us to be here today, including Ken's Paint Service of Nineveh, Shindello Federal Credit Union, Butler Auto Sales, the Egley Machine Company, Jessup Howe's Building Supplies, and the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney. 2:35 to go, third quarter. Sydney goes right back to the run game with Reggie Jimenez, and he bowls his way forward up to about the 30-yard line with 2:28 to go.
Yeah, the Warriors seem to be really relying a lot on that running game today, and I think right now they're just trying to get it into that fourth quarter so that they can have the win in their favor and see what can happen. But I'll tell you what, they are really running the ball a lot more than you would expect that hyper-prolific scoring offense to do.
So 2 minutes to go now, third quarter, and Green has done a great job on defense holding these guys in check here today, at least so far. And this one is batted down at the line and almost intercepted as Darren Smith was trying to complete a pass to Liam Matthews, and Green got a hand in there, and I believe that was Cade Niemi, who was able to stick it up and just tip it with his fingertips. I believe Tristan Austin might have been in there as well.
Well, that's what they teach those defensive men. You know, if you're not going to get to the quarterback, just time it and try to jump up in the air, and maybe you get it knocked down or whatever. And he almost had an interception right there. That would have been huge.
1:55 to go, third quarter. Sydney with the ball, a third and 7 from their own 29 as they go right to left. Man is in motion, snap. Here it comes. Smith with the pressure, steps up in the pocket to his right side, and now he's brought down from behind. The Trojans were right there, and the pressure was coming, And a big-time sack there for the Trojans.
Yeah, big-time sack right there. That was really well. Going to give that sack to the defensive backfield because they had the Warriors covered. He had nowhere to go with that ball.
Noah Kennedy coming off the bottom of the pile there, bringing down Darren Smith, and so fourth down coming, and Sydney's going to have to punt. Tim, I don't remember a time this year where I've seen the Sydney offense stymied like this.
Yeah, their defense is really good. The Trojans are doing a really nice job against the Warriors today.
So Smith is back to punt here for Sydney, waiting for it, and it's a good one. Crosses the 50. Then the wind kind of catches it, I think, takes a green bounce, and will roll out of bounds at the 47. So with a minute and 10 seconds to go in the third quarter, Green will get the ball back in midfield going left to right.
Yeah, Green's got 1 minute and 9 seconds left to have the wind in their favor, so we'll see if they can put something together here to get some points on the board before the fourth quarter.
So again, the top seed Sydney Warriors leading the 5 seed Green Trojans 14-6. Later on tonight, we'll have, well, I should say this afternoon at 3 o'clock, we'll have the 3-seed Tioga Tigers taking on the 7-seed Harper's Zalafton Hornets. Another good game on tap today. So here is Green at midfield, again going left to right. The white uniforms, the green helmets, the black pants. Another quarterback keeper for Coy Austin, and Sydney is not fooled as two linemen break through to bring him down. That was Rayner and Fogarty for Sydney.
Yeah, the interior line of the Warriors have been doing just a fantastic job, especially in the second half, of containing Coy Austin. And folks, I can't begin to tell you what a tough job that is to keep Coy Austin in contain, because he is so shifty and quick and very, very, very fast.
I tell you, if you're down on the field and you're talking to him, he's a big guy too. Mm-hmm. He's solid, strong, reminds me of a wrestler. I know he's a basketball player, but just very physically intimidating if you're trying to tackle him in there between the tackles. Second and 10 with 30 seconds to go here. Third quarter, they throw over the middle, and it's just a little bit overthrown as they were trying to complete one across the middle, and it looked like they were going for Isaac Haddock.
Isaac Haddock ran right by Brandon Evans, and if he catches that in stride, he's probably in the end zone right there.
Yeah, that was
great.
But
it's all incomplete.
So 26 seconds to go, third quarter. Sydney leading 14-6. There have been no points here in the third quarter. A third and 10 coming up for Green as they go left to right. They have the ball at midfield at the big Binghamton B here at Binghamton Alumni Stadium. And here's the snap. Austin drops back to pass. Looks across the middle, complete. And it's caught here by Nate Erickson. And he's going to get the first down across the 45 to the 43.
Nice little play right there. Looks like he's going to have the first down yardage. The box is ready to move.
Let's see.
Oh, they're going to measure.
Wow, this is going to be our first measurement of the day. There's been a few where we thought they might measure, but this one's going to be very, very close. And we'll see exactly where this is going to be as the chain gang comes out. This would be huge for Green if they could pick up the first down here. Looks like it might be, oh boy, this is going to be just by a couple of inches here. Oh boy, fourth down coming up. It looks like fourth and about a hair.
Yeah, it's definitely real close. I mean, I'm like I said before, earlier in the game, there was one that we thought would get measured, and it didn't. They gave it to him. This one, we thought it was a first down, and they end up measuring it, and they did the right thing because it is short, fourth down.
So fourth and inches, it looks like here. And the clock runs down to 10 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Austin drops back. Looks like he wants the throw. Flushed out of the pocket. Can he get to the corner here? He's trying to turn it to the right side. He gets it. Flag on the play, though, as it looks like one of the Sydney tacklers was tripped up. Coy Austin was going to have the first down there easily as he turned the corner and turned the jets on. And we have a flag on the play.
Yeah, legal block in the back against the Trojans. This is going to really set him back.
Yeah, blocking
the first down off the board.
Another tough penalty here. And you know, I was so busy watching Austin, I really did not see the blocking play to see if that was the correct call or not. That's a tough one there for Green.
Yeah, it was definitely a tough call. But the block really didn't need to happen. That's the thing, you know. I mean, and that's where you have to be disciplined and say, okay, my running back is all the way up 5 yards in front of me. I don't need to hit my guy back here. He's not going to catch Coy Austin in the open field, the lineman, so that was huge. Fourth down and 9 now.
With 1 second left here in the third quarter, and so they'll get to redo this one again here. It's going to be about a fourth and 9, a fourth and 10, and they're probably just going to punt this one away, it looks like, with Mitchell Walters. He stands on the green 35, and back deep to receive for Sydney. Back at the 10-yard line is Liam Matthews. So another tough break for Green, and they are right here in this ball game. If they can just get a hold or just get a break, it seems like they could get some points on the board. This one takes a bounce. Liam Matthews, will he scoop it up? Yes, he will. Matthews tries to get on his horse here to the 15, outside to the 20, turns the corner 25 before he's knocked out of bounds by Nate Erickson. So that does it for the third quarter. It's Sydney 14 and Green 6. We'll take a quick break and be right back with the start of the fourth quarter here on WCDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, alignments, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994. And is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7, just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otego, 988-9264.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And here we go, folks, to start the fourth quarter in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. The score is Sydney 14 and Green 6. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on WCDO. Sydney will get the ball back to start the fourth quarter. They hand one off and right up the middle there for David Gannon, maybe a gain of one or two. And Tim, your thoughts as we hit the fourth quarter here.
Yeah, well, Gannon right there on that play got hit in the backfield, and I'm not sure which Green Trojan did it, but they made some good pressure into the backfield right there, so maybe Sydney's not going to have that luxury in this fourth quarter of running the ball.
So Sydney now with a second and 10. They have run the ball a lot today, a lot more than we're used to seeing. They throw to the right side, complete to Brandon Evans, good for about 5 yards out to the 37-yard line.
Yeah, it'll bring up third down and 5 for the Warriors, and the ball is in their territory at about the 38-yard line.
And so this will be a third and short. Let's see, officially, actually it's going to be a little longer than I thought. Probably about a third and 5 coming up here for the Sydney Warriors. Smith is in the shotgun, Liam Matthews to the left. Colby Finch is split out to the right side here. Warriors look like they're changing the play right at the line as Brandon Evans changes positions here. Now they got three wide receivers split out left side on the third and 4. They're going to throw it out into the flat, complete at the 35 for Matthews. First down and more. Needed 5, picked up about 10, and Sydney moves the chain.
Yeah, nice little play right there. They had three guys out to that side, and they just ran a little wide receiver screen with Liam Matthews to the left and picked up the first down yard. It's a good call by the Sydney Warrior Brain Trust.
10:50 to go here in this fourth quarter. Sydney clinging to a 14-6 lead over Green. No points so far in the second half for either side. It's been a great ball game here, exactly what you want out of a Section 4 semifinal. As Sydney moving the ball, first and 10 here at their own 44. Going left to right, they throw across the middle, and a pass is incomplete. Knocked down at midfield by the Green secondary. Again, Nate Berry in on the coverage.
Yeah, I'm not sure who it was, but somebody got to Smith on that play and put a little Green Trojan helmet right in his sternum. So nice little play right there.
Yeah, the Sydney passing game has had its moments today, but Green, got to credit them on defense for doing a great job in the secondary. But when you have Erickson and Austin back there, that certainly helps. Here's a big-time rush. Smith sees it, takes off on the run, and gains about 5 yards up to midfield at the 50-yard line. He saw Erickson coming and took off the other way.
Yeah, he was trying to time that, and he did a nice job of it. But good vision by quarterback Darren Smith to take call his own number and pick up good yards on second down and bring up third down and 4.
So a third and 4, ball right at midfield on that big Binghamton B here at Binghamton Alumni Stadium. Waiting for the snap here to Darren Smith. Man in motion is Lucas Tanner on the block. The rush is coming. He just gets it off in time, but it falls incomplete as the rush was coming from Mitchell Walters on the backside. Smith had to let it go.
Yeah, he had to let it go a little early, and the pass was intended to Brandon Evans, but it was a little high as well. So it'll bring up fourth down and four with the ball right at the 50. It looks like the Warriors are going to punt.
The Warriors will look to punt. And just want to thank again several of our special sponsors today, including SFCU, Butler Auto Sales, Rinker Insurance Agency, Richard Wakeman Construction, the Sydney Gridiron Club, and Echo Brands of Sydney. 9:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 14-6. And Darren Smith will punt this one away from the Sydney 40. Big booming kick here from Smith. It's going to take a Sydney Warriors bounce. Oh, just into the end zone. Brandon Evans was about 5 yards away from being able to down that ball at about the one or the two, but it took a Green Trojans bounce into the end zone. They'll take over at 20.
Yeah, that was a nice punt right there. First bounce it hit and went straight up in the air, and if the Warriors were able to get to it, they would have kept the ball inside the 5 yard line, and that would have made it real. Very difficult long drive for the Trojans for their first possession of the fourth quarter.
So still lots of time in this ball game, and if you're green, you know, maybe things quite haven't gone your way today, but you're still in this ball game.
Absolutely.
You're only down 14-6.
Yeah.
With plenty of time left here in the fourth quarter, 9:38 to go. First and 10 as Green will go right to left with the white tops, the green helmets, the black pants going right to left. On your radio dial, here's the snap. It's low. Austin picks it up, sees a hole. He's got it at the 25, to the 26, out to the 30 now, across to the 34-yard line. And when he gets daylight like that, we've seen them trying to do that today, yeah. He can be very effective.
Yeah, and that was the first time that the Warriors didn't make him pitch the ball because it was the option to the right side, and they let him keep it. And I'll tell you what, that's a very, very dangerous thing to do. I think you got to, you know, let him make the pitch, and when he does, you got to hit him. You know, you still got to hit him. He's a running back at that point in time, so you can hit him.
So a first and 10 as Austin picks up that big first down for Green. Ball is on the 33-yard line, waiting for the snap. Another fake handoff to Erickson. They give it back to Austin, punches his way for maybe a yard out to the 35. Again, Green going right to left.
Yeah, and again, like we said before, when they go right to left, it is into a stiff wind. So it's very difficult to throw the ball, punt the ball, do whatever you have to do. So it'll be a long sustained drive for the Trojans on the ground, I would imagine.
And it is, you know, a beautiful fall day, but that wind is certainly here. You look across the field, there's a couple of big trees over there. You can see the branches really swaying. So something to keep in mind with 8:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. This is a 2nd and 8 for Green. Ball is on their own 35. Play clock is down to 3. Can they get it off in time? They just do. They'll hand off Erickson. He hits the hole up to the 40, across to the 41. So this will be a manageable about a 3rd and 3 coming up.
Yeah, nice little play on 2nd down. Brings up 3rd down and 3, like Nate said. And manageable distance for the Trojans in their run game.
Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you today on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. Jim Tomeo and Craig Stevens even helping out today back in our Sydney studios. We appreciate that, guys. As here is Coy Austin on a 3rd and 3. Ball's on the 41. Hands off Erickson. Hits the hole. Dives forward. And this is going to depend on the spot as he got out to about the 44 or the 45.
Looks like they're moving the chains already, but that spot. Wow.
Yeah, first down.
Whew. You and I are not doing good on these today.
That's what we always say. We're up here for a reason. Right?
So. Did I hear you say Craig is in the studio on Saturday? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's helping out today as well. All hands on deck for the sectional semis. We appreciate that. Here is Coy Austin on a 1st and 10. Ball's on the green 44. Quarterback keeper fake handoff. Sydney reading it well, and Austin maybe picks up a yard. Sydney defense collapsing down on him, and you got to give some credit here to Rayner as well as Ian Fogarty. They've done a great job on the line
Cameron
today.
Chabot, all those guys have done a great job, and both ends are doing a fantastic job as well because they are making him come back to the tacklers that are coming down, scraping down from the linebacker spots. So
yeah, LT has been
a
mad man out there. He's been in several different positions, and it's been great to see if you're a Sydney fan. And you got to say the same thing for Green. Their defense has been very stout today.
Yep.
7 minutes exactly to go here, fourth quarter. It's Sydney leading Green 14-6. They throw to the far side, and this one is picked off. Yes, it was tipped at the line, and then running in to scoop it up off the ground, it looked like was David Gannon. I thought maybe it hit the turf, but he got his hands underneath it just in time. 2nd turnover of the day for Green, and Sydney gets it back at midfield.
Nice play by the outside guy on the Warriors on the left-hand side there. Jumped up, tipped the ball, and a fantastic interception of the tipped ball by David Gannon.
Wow. Fantastic play there by David Gannon. And he might be making a play for one of our post-game awards as he He's been great on both sides of the ball. 6:54 to go fourth quarter, 14-6 the score, and now Sydney gets the ball back at midfield. Let's see what they do to work the clock here today. Here's the snap for Darren Smith, and boy, good job by Green to collapse in, and Noah Kennedy was right there, grabbed him around the ankle, brought him down. Nate Hurlburt was there as well.
Yeah, a little play-action play, and it was has been working with Smith taking it on his own, calling his own number, and loses one on the play, so it'll bring up second down and 11.
Live from Binghamton Alumni Stadium today, a perfect fall day for the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Number 1, Sydney, leading number 5, Green, 14-6. Our second Class D semifinal will be coming up right around 3 o'clock, so make sure you keep the dial turned to us today here on CDL. Here on a 2nd and 12, Smith wants to throw on the run, trying to find Brandon Evans, and we're going to have a flag on the play. So we'll see what this call is for. It was made by the back judge.
Yeah, the back judge made the play, flag, threw the flag right away, and Green's got two kids down on the play.
Boy, I thought it was really good coverage. I didn't see what the flag was there for. I think they're going to call pass interference. We'll hope these guys are okay on the injury front. Everybody kind of came crashing down as they were all way up in the air trying to deflect the ball. And so we'll have a small injury timeout here. So we're going to take a quick break with 6:13 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's Sydney 14 and Green 6. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 6:13 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney with the ball. Coy Austin as well as Nate Berry up after that play and back on their feet. So we're glad to see that as both guys came crashing down hard on that last play.
Yeah, it was good to see both of those kids get up after that. And Warriors play on first down is a little sweet pitch to the left side for David Gannon. He picks up about 4.
Yes, I meant to say that was first down after the call was
Sorry.
The pass interference. No, it's I had called it second down still, but it was a first after that pass interference call. So my mistake. 2nd and 6 here for the Sydney Warriors. Now the ball is on the Green 34. They're trying to get the ball moving here. They go to Brandon Evans, complete across the middle to the 26-yard line. And that's going to be good for a first down, it looks like. Very close.
Very close to it. They definitely are stopping. Oh, he's, the white hat says first down for the Warriors.
So they will move the chains, it looks like, here with 5:34 to go in the fourth quarter, 14-6 the score. Sydney gets the first down. And, boy, this would be a big moment in the game if the Warriors could put some points up here, Tim.
Yeah, it definitely would, with only 5 minutes and a half left in the fourth quarter. And, you know, they're not in a hurry. They're taking their time, running the clock down and everything, and that's good playing.
14-6 the score. Sydney with the play clock at 5 and the ball on the Green 27 going left to right. They'll hand off, and directly up the middle is David Gannon. On a 1st and 10, maybe picks up a yard or two.
Yeah, Gannon with a nice little play, but he was met in the hole by number 23, Mr. Carmen, just doing it all offensively and on defense from his middle linebacker spot right now.
4:50 to go here, fourth quarter. 2nd and 10 here for Sydney, as they'll say. He just got back to the line of scrimmage. And boy, Tim, Sydney not afraid to take some time here, run this clock down. 4.5 to go now.
Now they're definitely in a spot where they can do that. So
here is Smith, throws and a little design play, and he let that one go a little early, I think, before he saw if the receiver was really there. Rolled to his left, spun around through to the right, and it goes incomplete, but close to an INT.
Yeah, it was. It looked like the play was a little screen back, screen to LT, but LT got bottled up in the line, so he didn't even see the ball.
No.
So it brings up third down and 10.
Third and 10 for Sidney Green, trying to hold and get the ball back here late in this ball game with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. They trail 14-6. Here is Smith at the Green 35, throws across the middle, complete to Liam Matthews for a big-time first down, down at the 13-yard line. No, that was Brandon Evans,
What an awesome catch that was right there, right in front. He cut right in front of Coy Austin, who I think Coy Austin was thinking, I've got this, we're getting the ball back, and there's Mr. Evans, number 7, first down and 10, and the Warriors are inside the 15-yard line.
Wow, that was a big-time play and a big-time catch by Evans. I thought it was Matthews, but I think Matthews was kind of acting like the decoy over there, and Evans came across on a slant and hauled it in. Big-time catch. 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter, first and 10, coming up here for the Sydney Warriors. And the play clock is going to run down here. Play clock hits zero, and we'll see. Did Sydney take a timeout? Yeah, Sydney takes the timeout here. So we're going to step away for 30 seconds as the Warriors, little clock management issue there with 3:57 to go fourth quarter. They lead 14-6 over Green in the Section 4 Class D football semis. We'll be right back on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school football on WCDO. Make sure you check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and so much more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks that you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Good luck, area athletes from Jake's Deli of Otego.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 3:57 to go fourth quarter. Sydney leading Green 14-6. And a big thank you to several special sponsors today, including Dr. Rohan J. Asina, better known as pediatrician Dr. J in Sydney, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, the McDowell and Walker Corporation, Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, and Butler Auto Sales, as well as Otego Family Dental. So 4 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter, 14-6 to score. Sydney marching. They are down to the Green 14-yard line. Here is Smith, hands off, and running to the outside is David Gannon. He's brought down after a gain of 2. Hard tackle by the Trojans over on the far side by Tristan Austin.
Tristan Austin just looked like he was shot out of a gun and just absolutely leveled David Gannon after a short gain.
Clock continues to move, and this is exactly what Sydney wants to do. Run this off and don't give Green any opportunities to put up some points.
And Green's going to, at some point here, going to have to start thinking about using their timeouts if the Warriors continue to do this.
3:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Smith waiting for it as he lets that play clock go down as far as he can. It gets down to 5. Smith still waiting to hike the ball. Man in motion. Smith gets it now and will hand one off here to Gannon. Cuts to the right side. He's brought down. Great tackle there by Nate Erickson, who came up and brought him down in the backfield as he tried to sweep it to the right.
The only man that wasn't blocked was Erickson on that play, and he made an absolutely fantastic tackle for a loss. So the Warriors are going to have third down and probably 14, I'm going to say.
Sure.
And, it's two down territory, obviously, because you're not going to be punting the ball where they are, so they're going to definitely have two downs to run the clock again. But Green did use their first timeout.
So the Trojans use a timeout. Another chance to recognize some special sponsors for today's game, including the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Egley Machine Company, Waste Recovery Enterprises, Neighbors Insurance, Ken's Paint Service, and the Richard Wakeman Construction Company. So big thank you to all our special sponsors. They make it possible for us to be here on the radio, also WCDOsports.com, our web stream provided by SFCU. So we really appreciate that. The kids, the families appreciate it. And, I can't tell you how many people reach out to us, either texting us or on the social media world and saying, hey, can we listen in today? What's the score? Everybody always making sure they're up to date with all our local athletes. And you see it from all over the place. I mean, We got a lot of listeners down south, you know, family that's moved or out of the area, or grandparents that are away. So it's a lot of fun, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
And so out of the timeout, it's going to be a 3rd and 10 for Sydney. Ball is on the 13-yard line. They're deep in green territory as Sydney leads 14-6 with 3 minutes to go. Trying to punch a ticket to the Section 4 Class D football final next weekend. Here is Smith, wants to throw, and it's through the hands of Brandon Evans. Good coverage there by Green's Tristan Austin. Fourth down coming up for Sydney with 2:57 left here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, real nice play by Tristan Austin right there. And the Warriors are not worried about, you know, now that helped the Green Trojans out because they didn't have to use a timeout right there. But they're not worried about, you know, taking too much time. They're just worried about, you know, running their offense right now and just doing what they can to leave Green with nothing on the clock.
So 2:57 to go, fourth quarter. A 4th and 10 here for Sydney. Matthews is split out to the left side here for the Warriors, as well as Peyton Mosier. Colby Finch and Brandon Evans are split to the right side. Smith now is going over. He mentioned something right into the helmet of Brandon Evans, and this is going to be a timeout taken here by the Sydney Warriors. So that play kind of breaking down. It looked like Darren Smith was trying to change it at the line, and then that didn't work out.
And I think it was pretty evident that he was going to tell Smith to do, or not Smith, Evans to do something different than what had been called initially, because he went right over and just gave him a little, hey, bud.
Yeah. It's rare. I mean, he actually went completely out of the pocket, yeah. Whispered into his ear.
I thought they were going in the Wildcat.
Yeah, me too. I thought, who's going to snap the ball here? So another timeout is taken with 2:57 to go, fourth quarter. Again, Sydney, the top seed, leading number 5 seed Green, 14-6. We will have the second game of our doubleheader today, which features 7th seed Harpersville Afton taking on 3 seed Tioga. That game is set to kick off about 3 o'clock, so we will have a small break in between the end of this broadcast and the start of that broadcast. And, you know, it allows both teams to warm up and broadcasters to get refueled.
Yeah, go get something to eat.
That's right. And so here is Darren Smith on a 4th and 9. Ball's on the green 13. Sydney with the ball. They throw across the middle, complete to Evans. He's right down at the line.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know if he got in. Doesn't look like it, but it should be good for a first down.
Yeah, that's another big play right there, because now the Warriors are a yard away from making this a 2-score game and pretty much, you know, putting it away.
You know, I have been impressed that they have just continued to go to Evans time after time today. You know, he's had a couple of drops here and there, but they have just hammered it home to him more than Matthews today, and Evans has come up pretty big.
Well, and I think it's because they know that on Matthews is number 10, Coy Austin, and he's definitely a good defender, and, you know, if he catches the ball in the face, he's probably going to score on his own.
First and goal to go, and Darren Smith is brought down here in the backfield as Justin Carman as well as Nate Erickson came through on a bull rush. And nowhere to go.
Yeah, and Green's going to use the timeout here because they did get the sack. So
2:17 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney leading 14-6, but it's going to be a 2nd and goal here after the timeout. So a loss of 3, so it's going to be about a 2nd and 4 coming up. Again, more special sponsors for today's game include Otigo Family Dental, Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning, as well as Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Finish Lumber. They are sponsors for both games today, Sydney and Green, as well as Harpersville Afton taking on Tioga. That should be a great game as well coming up next. Tioga, the 3 seed coming in. I mean, they won Class D New York State, a state title just 2 years ago. And a lot of the seniors on this team this year were still on that team then, including their quarterbacks. So, you know, they bring a lot of experience to the table.
And an excellent program in the IAC. You know, we don't see them very often, but we know what we're going to get when we see the Tioga Tigers.
And here we go. Out of the timeout, they'll try to pitch one here to Lucas Tanner from Darren Smith. Pass is incomplete. And Lucas Tanner couldn't hold on to that one. And
nice call by the official right there, because he knew right away it. Clock has stopped there. Don't need to call a timeout because it's a forward pass. So.
Yep. So the pass incomplete, but this brings up 3rd and 4 now. So what was looking really good for Sydney on a 1st and goal has now turned into a 3rd and 4. Late in the game here, 2:13 to go. Sydney leading 14-6. Maybe trying to
do what you always do on this play, you know. I mean, just play your normal game.
Here we go. They'll snap and hand one off. Tanner Gifford is going to come up short as he hit through the pile there. Did get to the 2nd level, but this is going to be about a 4th and 1 with 2 minutes to go and the clock's still running, Tim.
Yeah, the clock's still running, and the Warriors are going to... Looks like Green is taking another timeout.
Yeah, so the Trojans want to talk things over. They're trying to hold strong on a 4th-and-1 with a minute 58 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's Sydney 14, Green 6. We'll step away for 30 seconds and be right back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. A minute 58 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 14-6. Sydney on top of Green, trying to punch their tickets to the Section 4 Class D football final. But here we go, a 4th-and-2, and it's pretty much a 4th-and-goal. Sydney is right down, trying to punch it into the end zone. Can Green hold strong and get the ball back? Let's see what the Warriors decide to do. Darren Smith is in the shotgun, drops back, looks to his right, throws, and the pass is incomplete, and Green holds strong. So Sydney had a 1st-and-goal, had 4 whacks at it, and couldn't get it in. And now Green gets the ball back. They have no timeouts. They'd have to go the length of the field in a minute 54.
And I will tell you, if he had had a second more, that would have been a touchdown because Gannon was wide open. There was nobody over there. And because they sold out the blitz, and that's why they got the pressure on Smith. And now they've got a minute and 54 seconds with no timeouts left, and they got to go 98 yards.
So no timeouts, and let's see if Coy Austin has some John Elway magic in him here to try to drive the length of the field here, a little two-minute drill operation for the Green Trojans. And Coy is standing in his own end zone here. Drops back, throws on first down, passes complete over to the far side for Noah Kennedy. Kennedy cuts it back up to the 15, to the 16, and that's going to be good for a first down. They'll move the chains.
Yeah, nice little play right there on first down. Good pickup for the Trojans and gives them another first down and a little breathing room, so Austin's not in the end zone.
You know, a lot of the passing that Green has attempted to do today has been the long ball. So if they do try to throw here and maybe keep it short, you know, we'll see how successful they can be. Just going to have to be aware of the clock and where you are on the field. They'll throw on first down. It's tipped at the line.
Oh.
Boy, Liam Matthews was running in there, almost picked it off, but it fell to the turf incomplete.
And that pass was tipped at the line by number 9, LT, Lucas Tanner. And I'll tell you what, if Matthews catches that, he walks into the end zone.
2nd and 10 coming up here for the Trojans. They go right to left. They're at their own 16-yard line with a minute and a half to go. They trail in the Section 4 Class D semis 14-6. And here is Coy Austin, the quarterback. 2 wide receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Austin drops back, throws across the middle. Intercepted here by David Gannon at the 20-yard line. Gannon still on his feet to the 15, to the 10, trying to cut it back down to the 5-yard line before he's brought down. Big-time interception for Sydney.
That should probably do it right there. The Warriors are going to take over. Nice interception by David Gannon. What a absolute fantastic game.
Yeah.
You know, did it on defense, did it on offense in the early part of the game, and now he's just put the Warriors 1st-and-goal to go from about the 9.
David Gannon with the big interception. Austin was trying to throw it across the middle.
Had Erickson on the post route, and Gannon just baited him and just jumped up and grabbed the ball. What a nice play.
Looked like Austin just didn't see him, jumped in front of the pass, and then brought it in. So that gives us a minute and 16 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Sydney leads 14-6, a 1st-and-8 for the Warriors, and they will line up here in the victory formation, and Smith's going to take a knee to run that clock.
So we're not going to have any points scored in the second half.
None. For an offense that all year has been huge for Sydney and has just been able to put up points almost at will, you have to give so much credit to the Green defense today. They just couldn't take advantage of some opportunities they had, and you know they're going to fall here, but heck of a season for Green.
Yeah, Green did have a really nice season, and I'll tell you what, they did make some mistakes on mental mistakes today that took points off the board, and you know, they're a tough group of kids. They'll be back next year. You know, I don't expect that they will you know, lay down and not come back next year and be just as vibrant as they are right now. So
Another knee taken by Darren Smith. The clock continues to run out. You'll want to make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We will talk about this one. We'll give you a scoring recap as the clock ticks down and the Sydney Warriors are moving on to the Section 4 Class D football championship game with a 14-6 victory over Green. They get it done despite no points in the second half. Neither team scores in the second half.
Yeah.
Just a really fantastic defensive football game, and the Warriors will have a chance next weekend to defend their title.
Yeah, that's what it looks like we're going to do. We're going to come back somewhere down here, I guess in here, but we'll see what happens. But, yeah, the Warriors have punched their ticket for the finals, and the next game we'll see who's going to punch it and play with them.
As of right now, it's scheduled that the D final would be at 5 o'clock on Friday night. So keep that in mind. That could change during the week. But as of right now, Friday at 5. Our next game coming up will be Harper's the last and taking on Tioga. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back, wrap things up as Sydney defeats Green 14-6. Post-game show coming up on CDO.
Everyone's got a room in their home that needs a little love. Catalog Outlet Stores have the perfect selection in furniture, decor, and mattresses to make that room special again. At three great locations in North Norwich, Unadilla, and Oneonta, our showrooms have name brands you know and trust, like Ashley, Klossner, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and a whole lot more. Our buyers know the great looks to make your room come together. From designer sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining sets, sectionals, and more. And our sleep specialists take your sleep comfort serious. Brands like Simmons Beautyrest, Gold Bond, Sierra Sleep by Ashley, and others. And you'll find one- and two-sided models. Nobody sells mattresses for less. We'll find the perfect size, style, and comfort so you get a great night's sleep every night. Come in now to all three Catalog Outlet locations. Martin Brook Street, Unadilla, Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and State Highway 12, North Norwich. Open 7 days a week or shop online. CatalogOutletOnline.com for the lowest prices, best selection, and service always with a smile. Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for less since 1989.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Our post-game show with our final score. Top seed Sydney defeating 5 seed Green 14-6. No points in the second half, but just a great day for football and a great defensive battle between these two teams.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, both teams really just put the defensive stronghold on and said, you're going to come and beat us, you're going to have to go through our D's, and they did a nice job. Both defenses did a good job of stalling the others out.
Let's go through our three awards here. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts, member FDIC. Tim, your thoughts?
Yeah, just a great game, and I'm going to say NBT Offensive Award.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Mr. Evans.
Okay, Brandon Evans, yes. Thought he had a great game today. You know, just big catch after big catch when they needed it. They targeted him a lot. He had a great catch on the two-point conversion early in the game, too. So Brandon Evans will be our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner today. I know there's somebody we're going to pick from Sydney down the line. We'll see if we give it to him for defense or all-purpose. Next is our Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defensive Award. Of course, the Catalog Outlet is your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture, visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. Let's go David Gannon today. I thought maybe we'd go him for all purpose, But we'll give him the defense one. He ran the ball, did a great job, but that interception at the end
sealed it.
Absolutely. And he was huge throughout the day in coverage, I thought, too.
Yeah, he did a really good job from his linebacker spot. You know, he's not the biggest kid, and to be able to explain to you what a great interception that was at the time that it happened, I mean, that sealed the game for the Warriors and punched their ticket to the D-Final.
Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO in Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I think we can go Coy Austin here for Green. You know, just did everything on both sides of the ball, was a workhorse, running the ball, throwing the ball. They come up a little short here today, but there was a lot of standouts on the Green side, I thought, but Coy's their leader. We'll give him the All-Purpose Award.
Does a good job. I mean, he made a really good play on the defensive side, and then he just is the general on the running the offense and did a really good job doing that as well. So I agree with you, Nate.
That's going to wrap up our broadcast of Game 1, but make sure you stay tuned. We'll be back in just about half an hour from now for the second game of our Section 4 Class D football doubleheader as it's 3-seed Tioga taking on 7-seed Harpersville-Afton. Both teams are warming up right now, preparing for that game, so we'll take a little break, but then we'll come back with our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. We'll hear from both coaches from Tioga and Harpersville-Afton, so set to be a great one. So we'll take a little break, we'll get refueled, and it'll be good to go. Tim, any final thoughts on this one?
No, Nate, I'm just going to say one thing. This next game is going to be a really good one, too, and I hope everybody that's listening to the first game comes back and listens to us for a second.
Yeah, don't change the dial, folks. Should be a fun afternoon of more high school football ahead. This is a great time of year. And Sydney punches their ticket. We'll find out next who they take on, either Tioga or Harpersville-Afton, next Friday in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. We'll see you in about half an hour right back here on WCDO Sports.